The Maddest March Ever by Sean Gregory. Quick and be honest now. When you filled out your March Madness bracket a few weeks back, along with millions of your fellow Americans, did you actually pick 16th-seeded University of Maryland Baltimore County to upset the University of Virginia, the top team in the entire NCAA men's basketball tournament? Or Loyola University Chicago to knock off a string of bigger name and better funded programs on its way to the Final Four, which tips off in San Antonio? And you certainly didn't put any money on a 98-year-old nun emerging as the biggest celebrity of all, right? No, of course you didn't. No one saw UMBC's win coming, the first time a top seed has lost in the first round. Nor were we prepared for the joy that is Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, Loyola Chicago's team chaplain, who has inspired her underdog charges while throwing shade at brash college hoops analyst Charles Barkley in a national television interview. This is a March Madness for the ages, which only makes the hypocrisy surrounding the tournament all the more troubling. In 2016-17, revenue for the NCAA, the non-profit organization that oversees major college sports, exceeded $1 billion for the first time. Broadcast rights to the men's basketball tournament alone delivered $761 million of that haul. The NCAA goes out of its way to protect the financial interests of its tournament sponsors. All members of the media, sitting courtside at games, for example, are required to pour their drinks into Powerade cups, since parent company Coca-Cola is an NCAA corporate champion. Meanwhile, the NCAA takes extraordinary measures to impede the financial interest of the tournament's main attraction, the players. The organization's amateurism rules prohibit student athletes from earning any money above a stipend that covers the cost of living at school. Yes, players receive athletic scholarships that cover hefty tuition bills. That's a valuable prize. But the vast majority of the kids lighting up your TV screen were recruited to their school to play basketball, not study chemistry. And don't think they don't know it.